This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, my dear brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the best in this world and the next. And may He protect us from the spread of the coronavirus. In today's video, I want to pose a question, which is, how have our hearts responded to this pandemic?
أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. We've all seen the global scale effect of the coronavirus. Flights are cancelled. Businesses are failing, schools are closed, sports events are suspended, borders are closing, even Umrah has temporarily been suspended, and now even masjids are closed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and remove this disease. While we are taking the necessary means to protect ourselves from the coronavirus, and we should be vigilant in adhering to the policies that are laid out by the health officials and our leaders and our scholars in protecting ourselves from this disease and protecting others as well. And we should take all the means necessary and then put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, I want to look at how we've responded on an individual level, more specifically on a spiritual level. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the entire world on its knees because of this virus. Something so small that can't even be seen by the naked eye. And we can blame whomever we want for the outbreak of this disease. But the reality is we need to ask ourselves that what have we done as a society, as a nation, as a community, as human beings that caused this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran,
ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِي النَّاسِ لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ.
Allah tells us that corruption has spread on the land and on the sea. And corruption here means not being able to benefit from the earth in the way that we are meant to benefit from it. In terms of loss of livelihood, the spread of diseases and epidemics and so on. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that these things are happening because of our own actions, because of what we as human beings have done. And it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that causes us to taste the consequence of some of our actions, some of what the people have done. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took us into account for everything that we've done, not a single person will be left on the face of the earth. And the entire point of this is so that we turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We realize our mistakes. We repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We renew our contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are we paying attention to what's happening around us? Or are we continuing as if nothing happened? As if everything is the same? As if there isn't a lesson to be learned here? Are we missing the bigger picture? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us,
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِي قَرْيَةٍ مِّن نَبِيٍّ إِلَّا أَخَذْنَا أَهْلَهَا بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَضَّرَّعُونَ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that we did not send to a city a prophet and they rejected him, except that we took them with hardship, with sicknesses. They would realize the consequence of their sins and they would turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they would renew their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and call upon Him sincerely to remove these hardships from them. And the sad reality is most people will not change, will not humble themselves in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will not renew their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will not think of this as anything but an outbreak. Things like these happen all the time. Shaitan will tell the nations to continue in the corrupt ways. Maybe change a few policies here and there, so that if another outbreak happens, they can respond quicker and better. And this is just Mother Nature playing its course. There's no lesson to be learned here. And all this is a test for us to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for the previous nations to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when they don't turn back and they don't realize the lesson that is to be learned here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove this disease. As He tells us,
ثُمَّ بَدَّلْنَا مَكَانَ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ حَتَّى عَفَوْا وَقَالُوا قَدْ مَسَّ آبَاءَنَا الضَّرَّاءُ وَالسَّرَّاءُ فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ.
Allah is telling us that after these hardships and poverty and sicknesses and diseases, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace them with prosperity, with good health, with wealth, with blessings in their lives. And instead of realizing that this is even a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He replaced the bad with good and gave them plenty of it, and they will say that this is how the world is. Every X amount of years, some new outbreak happens. We just need to get more advanced in our medical capabilities and better at our response time. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that all of a sudden we took them and they didn't even realize. If we want to lead healthy, prosperous, blessed lives, then we need to establish iman and taqwa. We need to establish true faith that is backed by action, adhering to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and staying away from that which He forbade. As He tells us in the next verse,
وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ.
Allah tells us, if they believed and they established taqwa, we would have opened the blessings of the sky and the earth. Plenty of rain, crops, everything imaginable they would have had. But because they rejected and they disbelieved, we punished them for that which they earned. Now while we can't change other people, we can change ourselves. We can lead by example. We can turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and encourage others to do the same thing. And today's exercise is, let's ask ourselves the question, that since the coronavirus was declared a pandemic, how have we responded? Has our ibadah increased? Have we repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do we see the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Has our relationship with the Quran improved? Or are we sleeping and we don't realize what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that if we establish true faith, we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and everything else that He told us, that this is the divine decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this was meant to happen. And we establish taqwa, faith backed by action, adhering to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give us whatever we want. But we have to be sincere and true to this. So let's all turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and renew our relationship with Him. The beautiful thing is that we're still alive. As we hear this, we're still alive. We have the chance to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to press the reset button and renew our contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and start a life of obedience and moving towards Jannah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove this virus from the world. May He awaken our hearts. May He protect us and protect our family members. And may He make us come out stronger and better than we were before. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim.